You're listening to the Next Step podcast, Budgeting the Decision to Stay Home, part of our Better Budgeting series presented by Regions Next Step. Advice, tools, and resources to help you get closer to reaching your unique financial goals.
My name is Donna Medina, Financial Wellness Relationship Manager for Regions Bank in Nashville, Tennessee. In this episode, we're going to discuss budgeting the decision to stay home with kids versus remaining in the workplace. This is a decision that can have a huge effect on both your finances and other aspects of your life. The choice to stay home or remain in the workplace can be based upon a lot of different factors. So before you make this vital decision, make sure to ask yourself these five questions to ensure you're making the right choice for both you and your family. The first question is in relation to childcare cost. How much would you be saving in childcare cost if you stay home? Childcare can be incredibly expensive, so consider how much you save on those costs if you were to stay at home versus the income you would bring in. Also, don't forget to consider additional childcare cost savings if you plan on having more children. The second matter is insurance options. Things like doctor's visits, getting new glasses, filling prescriptions, or even a simple checkup can become unbelievably expensive if you don't have a good insurance plan. So ask yourself questions like, is my insurance through my employer? Can I be added to my spouse's or partner's insurance if I leave my job? Before putting in your 2 weeks, make sure you have checked into your insurance options to avoid being left without coverage. Next, how will staying home affect your retirement plan? If your employer generously contributes to your 401k or other retirement accounts, think about how losing those contributions will affect your retirement savings. When making the decision to stay home, it's imperative to look at what you've already saved for retirement, as well as how much your spouse or partner will be able to contribute while you're caring for your kids. Companies that match your contribution can be a huge help in meeting your retirement goals. The fourth question to ask yourself is, what are some of the other costs of working full-time? Although working obviously brings income with it, there are also costs associated with working full-time. Working full-time brings with it costs such as gas or public transportation for your commute, as well as buying lunch or coffee in the morning. Also, think about the cost of getting new clothes for work every year. Weigh these unexpected expenses when deciding whether to stay in the workplace or be at home with the kids. Lastly, what's the emotional side of staying home? This decision isn't all about savings and expenses, but also about the emotional side of staying home or working full-time. Your family's finances are obviously a major concern, but think also about missing adult interactions or feeling sidetracked from your career goals. This decision is not all about the money, but also how it will affect you emotionally.
And that concludes this Better Budgeting podcast. You can find additional information about budgeting and more online at www.regions.com/next step. No matter your goals, Regions will help you with each step you want to take. Thank you for listening.
Copyright 2019 Regions Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. This information is general educational or marketing in nature and is not intended to be accounting, legal, tax, investment, or financial advice. Statements of individuals are their own, not Regions. Consult an appropriate professional concerning your specific situation.